Where are you going? Bernard, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
I never worked for Russia.
Last week was so great because I am not Donald Trump. Ooh. The news cycle rode him hard and put him away wet.
Trump has had quite a week, including a summit with Kim Jong-un, where he failed to get an agreement, despite the two of them standing shoulder to shoulder, like brothers forced to stand outside a Marshall's changing room wearing back-to-school clothes that they do not want mom to buy.
I'm here now with the latest cast-off from The Bachelor Hanoi, fresh off his second meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. I don't see a rose. Does that mean no denuclearization?
We didn't sign anything today. It didn't quite work out.
Did you guys do it?
I just don't think maybe either of us were ready.
So does that mean we can expect a third date?
We'll see what happens. Again, the relationship is very good. He likes me. I like him. Some people say, oh, you shouldn't like him. I said, why shouldn't I like him?
Maybe because he's a deranged dictator who starves his people and executes members of his own family. But, you know, we all have... My boyfriend doesn't put down the toilet seat, so... Men.
Well, no, I just think he's, first of all, he's a character.
What's your response to critics who accuse you of consistently siding with foreign adversaries over your own intelligence officials?
Why shouldn't I like him? I like him. Get along great.
Uh-huh. And what do you say to those who worry that your naivete and reckless behavior are jeopardizing national security and putting us all in grave danger?
We'll see what happens. Again, the relationship is very good.
You would think he'd obey when his own intel agencies tell him to watch out for Putin and Kim.
He's a real personality, and he's very smart. He's sharp as you can be, and he's a real leader.
But he's too egocentric to do what those men think is best for the country instead of for him.
He likes me. I like him.
Some people say, oh, you shouldn't like him. I said, why shouldn't I like him?
Yet he's as obedient as a tiny pup. For any louse on a nuclear list.
Look, bottom line, I think he wants to get something done.
'Cause when his own daddy issues start flaring up, there's not a psychopath he can resist.
He's sharp as you can be, and he's a real leader.
So unabashedly he reveals.
And he's very smart.
Those sad, lovely feelings he feels. He gets horny for absolute power. Treacherous goons put a gleam in his eye. His taste in men stinks. Now he says that he thinks he's in love and we're all gonna die. He goes mad for a mad crazy tyrant who rapes and pillages, murders and lies. Merely faux pas he lets slide just because he's in love with these wonderful guys. Of a snitch under oath on a witch hunt or anyone who disagrees. He's a hater, but ruthless dictators sure make him go weak in the knees. He goes cuckoo for criminal con men. What they're all selling, he's eager to buy. And while they play him, he's happy to say he's in love. He's in love, he's in love, he's in love, he's in love, and we're all gonna die.
And then we fell in love. Okay? No, really. He wrote me beautiful letters. And they're great letters.
Sure, it seems treason-y, but can't you see he's in love with a wonderful guy? He
He's so thirsty for thugs and delinquents. There's not a Nazi he can't justify. And he could cream from an evil regime.
Sorry, kids.
But we're all gonna die.
Just kidding.
He gets misty for misogynists. He gives dirtbags the credit they're due. At a summit, he plays it so dumb. It's no wonder they all love him too. He gets boners for bloodthirsty monsters.
He'll take their side every time they deny.
Though he's appalled when it comes to a Baldwin, he loves autocratic, tyrannical, lying, oppressive, despotic, inhuman, plain, awful, maniacal, vicious, sadistic, and vengeful, atrocious, and all around a-holes with no peace and love, and we're all gonna die.
Likes me, I like him.
Great. Courtney Kuby, Andrea Mitchell, Carol Lee are now reporting that within 48 hours after that bust, within 48 hours after Trump left following that disastrous failed summit, North Korea was already rebuilding a key long-range missile site, a site that had essentially been dormant since Trump's first meeting with Kim Jong-un last year. According to this exclusive NBC News report tonight, that missile site is now showing activity consistent with, quote, preparations for a test.
Meanwhile, back in the U.S., there was the congressional testimony of Trump's former lawyer and longtime Yell sponge, Michael Cohen, who gave us a glimpse into what Trump was like as a boss.
How many times did Mr. Trump ask you to threaten an individual or entity on his behalf?
Quite a few times.
50 times?
More.
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times?
Probably.
The first indication I had that the orange man was feeling blue was Saturday? Saturday. He had this historically long and epically weird speech he gave at the Conservative Political Action Conference.
For 2 hours and 2 minutes, Donald Trump gave what I believe we may look back on as his I Have a Dream speech.
The crazy started right off the bean before Trump even started talking. His dry-humping Old Glory. I believe that is the first time a flag has ever volunteered to be burned. Just full Kevorkian. Just put me out of my...
Now you can own a piece of history. A flag embraced by the President of the United States. The Franklin Mint has made available over 100 flags, each personally nuzzled by Donald J. Trump. Old Glory never had it so good. Your fully fondled flag comes with a certificate of authenticity, as well as your own pole, to proudly display your flag and even hug it yourself. Three cheers for the red, white, and you. Gaze proudly upon the orange stain left by the President's well-bronzed face. Feel authentic chicken grease stains from his large, masculine fingers. Get your MAGA Flagga for only three easy installments of your Social Security check. Call now and receive a square of toilet paper from the back of the President's shoe. Absolutely free.
Not available in stores.
Made in China.
No habla español.
It went over big in the room, the whole flag hugging thing. Then Trump began speaking and speaking and speaking. He talked for 2 hours and 2 minutes, making it the longest presidential oration in American history.
I'm in love, and you're in love. We're all in love together. There's so much love in this room. It's easy to talk. You can talk your heart out. You really can. There's love in this room. You can talk your heart out. It's easy.
You know I'm totally off script right now. And this is how I got elected, by being off script. And if we don't go off script, our country's in big trouble, folks, because we have to get it back.
If this was a script, it must have been written for Joe Pesci.
Let's inspect every deal he's ever done. We're going to go into his finances. We're going to check his deals. We're going to check. These people are sick. They're sick. And when I look at what's happening on the other side, I encourage it. Darling, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch television, darling. So everybody's having a good time. I'm laughing. We're all having fun. And then that fake CNN and others say, he asked Russia to go get the emails. Horrible.
You weren't joking. In fact, you were even asked about it.
Do you have any qualms about asking a foreign government, Russia, China, anybody, to interfere, to hack into a system of anybody's in this country? You said, I welcome them to find those 30,000 emails.
Well, they probably have them. I'd like to have them released.
Does that not give you pause?
No, it gives me no pause. If they have, they have them.
If Russia or China or any other country has those emails, I mean, to be honest with you, I'd love to see them. Russia, please, if you can, get us Hillary Clinton's emails. Please, Russia, please.
He asked Russia to go get the emails. We're going to look into his finances. I said, where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. The attorney general says, I'm going to recuse myself. And I said, why the hell didn't he tell me that before I put him in? Russia, 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 Russia. My wife said, you never spoke to anybody from Russia, darling. I said, that's right. President Trump is waiting for the Mueller report.
He's bad. He's a bad guy. But Don, how you doing? Hey, Donnie. I love you, Donnie. For 35 years, now they call
Mr. President, sir.
How are you? Trains to Hawaii. How do you get to Europe? We haven't figured that one out yet. We don't use airplanes anymore. Is doing well, except, of course, for the Never Trumpers. But they are on mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. You don't get rich by sitting behind a desk, so I didn't want to do that. And I'm in the White House, and I was lonely. I said, let's go to Iraq. Okay, General Raising Cane, how fast can... Sir, we can have it totally finished in 1 week. I said, 1 week? And yet I see senators that are there for 20 years. White hair? See, I don't have white hair.
Yes, I agree with this.
This speech should have been delivered 1 year from now, not now, damn it. Because they're going to grip together. They're going to say, you know, this guy's really laying for us. I should have saved the Pocahontas thing for another year. Other countries say, get the hell out of here. They will execute the baby after birth. Donald Trump should not, under any circumstances. They're trying to take you out with bullshit, okay? With bullshit.
USA! 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 USA!
But we have a very crooked media. We had a crooked candidate, too, by the way. But we have a very, very crooked media. Piece by piece by piece, Obamacare is just being wiped out. And everyone said, what happened? What was that all about? Boy, oh boy. Who was that? I don't know. I don't want to be controversial, so I won't use his name, okay? This phony thing that now looks like it's dying, so they don't have anything with Russia. These people are sick. And all of a sudden, they're trying to take you out with bullshit, okay?
Know who's a pedophile.
We are all developmentally disabled in God's eyes.
That's right.
And yes, I'm looking at you, the ghost of John McCain.
I'm sorry, Miss Nancy.
Uh-huh.
He didn't ask you for a blank check.
No, he didn't.
You just let Alexandria Cortez show up at my house and try to take my cows away.
Yes.
I love cows, Jerry. They're delicious.
I support cows. You can decommission a lot of cows.
They're trying to get rid of all the cows.
They want to take away your hamburgers.
Farting cows.
That's because cows fart.
There's a new bombshell report from the New Yorker. This alleges, among other things, President ordered his senior economic advisor, Gary Cohn, to pressure the Justice Department to block AT&T's acquisition of Time Warner because he wanted to punish CNN, which is owned by Time Warner. That seems like a reasonable exercise of executive authority. Just using my presidential powers to squash a business I don't like. The New Yorker piece also sheds light on Trump's relationship with Fox. And I'm glad you're sitting down, because this is going to rock you potentially to your core. It would appear that Fox News may have given Donald Trump preferential treatment. The article says that during the campaign, a reporter at Fox News got proof of his affair with Stormy Daniels and was ready to run it, but one of the editors nixed the story. He said Rupert wants him to win, so he can't run this. So Fox News hit the clear history button on that porn story and then made a non-disclosure agreement with the reporter to keep it quiet. This is quite a story. New Yorker really hit a home run with this one. According to the report, Trump ranks the Fox News hosts based on who is the Fox and friendliest to him. He gives them a number. Sean Hannity, for instance, is a 10. The president ranks him a 10. 11 if he's wearing heels, but he's a 10. Brett Baer only gets a 6. But Steve Doocy from Fox and Friends gets a 12 on a scale. I bet Steve, when he heard, he probably said, I will never need Viagra again. This is Steve Doocy is ranked at 12, although he did briefly drop to an 8 last year when he defied the president by refusing to stare directly into the solar eclipse. The New Yorker story also says Trump got a heads up on debate questions during the campaign. The former head of Fox News, Roger Ailes, supposedly tipped him off to a question Megyn Kelly was planning to ask during one of the primary debates. Remember when Trump attacked Hillary for getting questions early for a town hall? Oh, he was so indignant. Basically, everything Trump has accused her of doing, he turns out to have done himself. I wouldn't be surprised if we find out he had sex with Bill Clinton. I really wouldn't.
Anything you can do, I can do better. And I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
He also tweeted, the greatest overreach in the history of our country. The Dems are obstructing justice and will not get anything done. Notice how he always accuses his accusers before they can accuse him. I didn't obstruct justice. They did, okay? They're the ones who colluded with Russia. They're the ones who eat cheeseburgers in bed, and they're so delicious. And I know the hamburger's laying in wait for me, and I did it. I did it. And God!
Today brought the president a new reason to freak out when House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler announced a sweeping investigation into President Trump's campaign, businesses, transition, and administration. Campaign, businesses, transition, administration. So they've narrowed the problem to everything he's done. Do you think Donald Trump ever regrets winning the presidency? Not as much as we do, but just a little. Because right now, he's being investigated by multiple congressional committees. The Mueller report could drop at any minute. And that flag he hugged is being interviewed by Ronan Farrow. Yesterday, the House Judiciary Committee sent letters demanding information from over 80 people and institutions connected to Trump, including the White House, the Justice Department, senior campaign officials, Trump Organization officials, and the president's sons. And it's not just the Judiciary Committee. The chairman of three other committees are demanding documents on Trump's communications with Putin and interviews with linguists, translators, or interpreters who participated in, attended, or in any way listened in on President Trump's in-person meetings with Putin, as well as President Trump's phone calls with President Putin, to which Putin responded, duh. Good luck finding translators. Especially the parts that talk. These investigations come on top of all the other investigations going on. Trump is currently being looked into by the special counsel, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, the FBI, the Marshall Tucker Band, the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, Molly Hatchet, the House Committee on Ways and Means, Leonard Skinner, the House Intelligence Committee, the Allman Brothers, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, and many more. And the House Democrats are not messing around here. They have sent document requests to 81 people and entities, including the Trump Campaign, the Trump Foundation, the Trump Organization, the Trump Transition, and something called the Donald J. Trump Revocable Trust. Well, I think it's safe to say, trust revoked. Trump's bad week really got into gear with the House Oversight Committee's hearing for former Trump lawyer and kid being told by his parents that the divorce is his fault. Michael Cohen.
I would like to get this hearing underway. Now, for any other president, this hearing would be the most damning and humiliating moment of their lives. But for Trump, it's just Wednesday. So please welcome our witness, Mr. Michael Cohen. Now, Mr. Cohen, I understand you would like to read a prepared statement.
Yes, Your Honor, if it pleases the court.
I'm not a judge. I'm a congressman. And Mr. Cohen, you wrote this statement yourself?
Yes, but I had some help from the guys who wrote Green Book.
Okay, you may begin.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Not a court.
Thank you for inviting me here today to correct the record under oath. Of course, the first time I testified was also under oath. But this time I, like, really mean it. I'm here today to tell you that Mr. Trump is a racist. Wow, I thought that would be a bigger reaction. But he's also a con man and a cheat. And to prove it, I'm providing the committee today with several documents. This is a check Mr. Trump wrote me as reimbursement for hush money I paid to Stormy Daniels. I'm also including a copy of the threatening letter I sent to Mr. Trump's high school warning them not to release his SAT scores. In conclusion, I know that I was wrong. And I know it because I got caught. For too many years, I was loyal to a man when I should not have been. But now I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I'm ashamed and lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. Thank you.
Great. Great. I'd now like to open the floor so Republicans can get angry at everybody except the president. The chair recognizes the congressman from Ohio, Mr. Jordan.
And a good afternoon to you, you lying piece of human trash!
Wow, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Where are you looking? I'm right here!
Oh, great. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, you're right that I'm angry. I'm angry that I have to sit here through this two-bit dirtbag flea circus. I'm so angry I couldn't even wear a jacket today. And you know something, Mr. Cohen? I've never even heard of you.
Your mother has.
Hey! You don't sass me with your liar mouth. Ooh, I'm about to pop off. You've been working in some of the sleaziest circles in America for years. What other criminals and lowlifes have you worked for?
I was the deputy finance chairman for the Republican Party.
What? Is that true? Oh, damn it! I yield the rest of my time.
Okay, the chair recognizes the congresswoman from California, Mrs. Speier.
Yeah, I would like to yield my time back to Jim Jordan so he can continue digging his own grave.
Mr. Cohen, why are we suddenly supposed to believe you now? I mean, you lied about Trump being a good guy. You lied about Trump not committing any crimes. You lied about Trump not, damn it, I'm doing it again! I'm gonna quote directly from the Southern District sentencing document against Mr. Cohen. Okay, quote, Mr. Cohen appears to have lost his moral compass. Fern. Mr. Cohen has pled guilty to a smorgasbord of fraudulent activity.
Yeah, and then right after that it says, at the direction of President Trump.
It does? Oh, damn it! Come back to me!
That was outstanding. The chair recognizes the congressman from North Carolina.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, I couldn't help but hear Mr. Cohen call President Trump a racist. But it just so happens that I brought with me a black woman. And she works for Trump, don't you? Uh-huh. And her name is Omarosa.
Oh, no, that is... No, no.
And she has stood by Trump's side since the first season of The Apprentice.
Oh, oh, that is not me. Can I leave?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Save yourself. Because I am shutting this down right now so I can give a quick sermon and call everybody in this room a damn fool. Because y'all have lost in your damn minds. But this hearing has already been going on for 7 hours, so let's take a break. And then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will probably do a dance. Is that right?
No, I was going to ask, like, carefully researched questions.
Yeah, clearly that is not what today is about. Mr. Cohen, any final words?
Yes, Your Honor. Look, maybe I'm not a good person. Maybe I'm a liar. Maybe I'm a fool. Maybe I've ruined hundreds of people's lives.
I'm sorry, is there a butt coming?
No, there isn't, thank you.
And Trump is feeling the pressure. He's tweeting things like,
now that they realize the only collusion with Russia was done by crooked Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, Nadler, Schiff, and the Demheads of the committees have gone stone cold crazy.
Trump, on the other hand, is sweaty hot crazy. Take a look at this moment from his speech on Saturday at CPAC.
They're gonna grip together. They're gonna say, you know, this guy's really laying for us.
These people in Congress, they're like coming for me like rattlesnakes on a chicken. Yikes!
Today, Trump took some questions about the investigation, and he fell back on his favorite smears.
Witch hunt continues. The fact is that I guess we got 81 letters. There was no collusion. That was a hoax.
It's just so sad when his heart's not in it, you know? He's like an aging singer doing his 16th show of the week in Branson to a half-empty room.
No collusion. Lock her up. Build the wall. Fake news. MAGA.
But Trump tried his best to stay positive.
People understand it. When they look at it, they just say presidential harassment, but that's okay. No administration has accomplished. Probably you could say this with absolute surety in the first 2 years, anywhere near what we've accomplished.
Really? I just want to point out on day 149 of George Washington's presidency, they passed the Bill of Rights. And it's taken you almost 2 years to violate all of them.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.